Today is Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our prayer team is Reverend Kimball and Michelle, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Reverend Kimball.
Good morning. Our minute with the Master today comes from Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 13 and 14, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it reads, "Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, for you are dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace." As a teenager, I was always trying to get one over on my mom. She would tell me to do this, but I would do that. She'd send me over here, but I would find my way over there. She would tell me to come in at a specific time, but I was always sneaking in past my curfew. Most of you know how that goes. And it went on and on until one night during a big yearly festival we had in our town, I wrecked her car going somewhere and doing something she had told me not to do. I was scared to death of having to go home and tell her what had happened, but I had to face the inevitable. After what seemed like hours of giving a police report and filling out all the paperwork, I arrived home to find my mom standing in the door waiting because I had been gone a lot longer than I should have. When I stepped out of the car, she seemed more relieved than angry. And when I told her what had happened, what little anger she had changed to concern. She looked at me, then the car, and then she turned and went back inside. And that was pretty much all she ever said about that night. Other than making me drop her off to and from work every day and making sure the car was repaired, we never really spoke about it again. By the grace of God, it was not my fault. So the only real blow was to my pride and the many heart attacks I had that night. What I realized later is that night my mom had shown me a tremendous amount of grace and love, and I never allowed something like that to happen again. She forgave me, and I just tried to do better from that moment on. I'm not saying that I was perfect, but I gave it my best shot, and she knew it. Someone this morning is scared to death of moving forward because of something you have done or an experience that you've had in the past. You believe that the thing is too big and that you are too broken for things to ever be right again, but here is my encouragement for you today. It does not matter where you have been or what you have done. God knows all about it. And through his son, Jesus Christ, he has already forgiven you and has shown you a tremendous amount of grace. Trust his grace and just do better. All God asks of any of us is to do that with sincerity, is to just give him, our lives to him. Sin is no longer your master for you to no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. You are blessed and delivered. Now go enjoy your Friday and just do better.
Thank you, Reverend Kimball. Good morning, everyone, on this fabulous, faithful Friday. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follows. Update on Clarence H., Wanda's brother. He is progressing well. We thank God. All tubes have been removed except for one. He is sitting up. They are giving him ice chips, and he is talking a little. We continue to pray for him to be totally healed. Update on Nima, Busara's daughter. She is still hospitalized, but should be going home today. We continue to pray for the pain from the sickle cell episode to subside and for her to be released to go home. Update of Jerry M. of Orlando. She was released from the hospital yesterday and is recovering at home. We continue to pray for her to be healed. Connor, 2 years old. He is going to a specialist today for testing on his brain today. We are hoping for tests to reveal the root cause of his symptoms, for a proper diagnosis, and for complete healing without invasive procedures. Rod, he had a stroke and a heart attack. We pray for his body to stabilize for a full recovery. Juanita, we ask the Lord to restore her voice and make everything well with her. Our children with learning disabilities, we pray for God to download academics and learning concepts into their minds for parents to find a teaching environment for them that is conducive to their learning and behavioral needs, and for them to remain in God's compassionate care. Those who are lonely, we petition God to envelop you in his comforting love and restore a sense of purpose to your life. Those traveling today and this weekend, we intercede for you to have safe travel to and from your destination and for you to make excellent memories. Everyone on the call this morning, we beseech God to reveal to you his divine plans for your day and to give you the faith to follow him. We also ask for spiritual discernment of people and circumstances. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. I thank you this morning, and I wish each and every one of you a God-blessed day.
Thank you, Michelle. Let us pray. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. I'm casting it away by the power in God's name. Fear is not welcome in my heart anymore. Most Heavenly Father, most wonderful and high God, we come to you now this morning in the name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, once again, just to tell you thank you. To tell you thank you, Father, for all the love and all the compassion and all the grace that you've shown us. Father, thank you for protecting us and keeping us and leading us and guiding us and just walking with us, Father. We come this morning knowing that we have a Father who cares. And so we woke up this morning, Father, knowing that we were enclosed in our right minds because you blessed us all through the night. You watched over and you covered us, Father. So this morning we tell you thank you just for covering us, knowing that this world has all kind of things and arrows and darts is thrown against us. But Father, we realize this morning that we have your protection and we have your understanding, Father, because you know exactly who we are, where we are, and what we're going through. And so we come this morning confident, Father, praying and asking that you're with us and keeping us and doing all that needs to be done to lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, Father. For we come this morning desiring to please you and to glorify you and to lift you up. And so we ask you today that just continue to watch over us and keep us, Father. Lead us in those ways where you would give us opportunity to touch somebody else, to tell them about the goodness of the Lord, to tell them that Jesus Christ is alive and well and that he died on the cross for them just like you died on the cross for us, and that today they can have new life right now in this moment, Father, that we're able to speak boldly the gospel of love and the gospel of truth and the gospel of peace and the gospel of redemption and your saving power, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to be ambassadors for you, for we know that only what we do for you, Father, will last. And so we come this morning, ask you to lead us in those ways so that we can be the light and the love and the joy that somebody needs, Father. We pray for those around us who need your guidance, Father. We pray for those around us who need you to heal them, Father. We pray for those around us who just need to have an experience with you right now today to remind them or to introduce them to the love and the grace of God. Oh, Father, we thank you that you've shown us your love and your grace. For it's because you've loved us so much that we were able to get up this morning and join our hearts and our minds together to praise you and to pray right now in this moment, Father. And for those who cried out, for those who have praise reports, for those who know that you've been with them, Father, who can lift their hands and just praise you right now in this morning, Father, we thank you for them. And for those who may be holding their heads low this morning because they've lost their fire and they've lost their vigor, Father, allow them to find it right now in this day. Give them a moment, Father, where they can just touch your hand again. They can just plug into the power one more time and be revived and be rejuvenated once again in you. And we pray for those right now today who are calling upon your name. We pray for Clarence and Nima and Jerry and Rod and Juanita, Father, right now today that you just continue to bless them and give them the healing power that they need. We're praying for little Connor right now in this moment, Father, that you deliver him and all the little ones, Father, that need you right now in this moment. They may not even know who you are or that you exist or what it means for them in their lives, Father, for you to be God and you to be God all by yourself, Father. But allow them right now today to feel your healing, your love, your grace, and your saving power. Oh, Father, we pray especially for the children that right now in this moment, Father, with all the things that's coming against them in the world, that you would just continue to cover them and protect them and lead them and guide them in your ways, that they will just have mentors and people in their lives right now to point them towards Jesus Christ, not to rule with a powerful hand, but with a loving hand of grace that leads them to your throne. Oh, Father, we thank you for all that you have done, knowing that we've made it this safe by your grace and by your love. So we continue to ask you to just be a fence all around us as we go about our day. Oh, Father, we need you right now, not that we're demanding anything, but because you've blessed us over and over and over again, Father, we come today standing on your promises and your promises alone. Father, just like the word tells us that you have not given us a spirit of fear today, but a spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. Oh, we thank you for this moment. Continue to watch over us and keep us. Continue to lead us and guide us in your ways. And as always, Father, as we step out into the world today, give us the love, the power, the compassion, and the understanding to do everything today, to do everything on this wonderful Friday that our faith will prompt us to do. Oh, Father, we thank you for this moment. It's in the wonderful, loving, saving name of Jesus Christ we pray and ask all these blessings. In his name and in his name alone we pray. Amen. And thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And thank you, Reverend Kimball. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Friday morning. Goodbye.